Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You can also download the podcast or stream the audio at TNTRadioEmpire.com. You saw Alexa anywhere in the world, for that matter.
Korean baseball at 2 this afternoon.
Yep.
Something going on right now on ESPN.
It's a replay from last night. Yeah,
whatever. Yeah, this would be a rebroadcast at 2 p.m. The Doosan Bears and the LG Twins.
The Doosan Bears?
D-O-O-S-A-N.
Okay.
Doosan?
I don't know.
Are you rooting for the Twins?
Yeah, you should.
Probably.
You should be a Twins.
Just because they're the Twins.
Yeah. You should be a Twins fan in both leagues.
That makes it easy.
Yeah, that's not what I thought of when you said Doosan Bears.
I was thinking that too.
Does a bear deuce in the woods?
I realize it's live sports, but I hate to pee on the parade there, but it's still something I don't care about.
No, it's something new. And it's just good to see guys playing baseball.
Once again, by the way, we were wrong about that, too. They're playing to no crowds right now.
Right.
There's no crowds.
As I said earlier, like a Florida Marlins game.
And I thought I heard some crowd noise.
I'll listen for that today.
Listen for that. I watched the last inning of one of the games yesterday, the game, I should say, and I thought I heard some noise. I thought the weird part was, though, they said if any team, 10 teams, one person tests positive, they had to shut it down for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm curious if
that ain't here. Here, we just probably just kill them.
If the players
we'll kill them and move on.
Are hearing that type of noise.
Sacrifices must be made.
Right.
Or if that's just thrown in. You know, sound effects that only the TV audience
hears. No, it wasn't players screaming. The players were watching the game like most players do, just looking at it, you know. Pro baseball players aren't screaming much. They're just kind of sitting there watching the game.
They do a lot of hanging out.
Yeah, I heard a lot of – I heard like a crowd noise. And like I said, check in. Of course, your hearing's like mine. You might start hearing it too, and it might not be happening.
I talked to my grandpa the other day. He goes, baseball's about as boring as it's always been. True.
Yeah, if you don't like baseball to begin with.
No, you're right. I like baseball.
Probably, isn't any fun for you to watch, but I like baseball, and it's cool to see guys doing sports that were played, like, within the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Have you seen any real sports yet, where Gumbel talks to Jim Nance, Buck, and Mike Breen?
I don't want to be bummed out, because I know they're just talking about they got to face reality, and I realize I do face reality 24/7, and I'm not into watching people be negative about what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
But I'm fascinated by the possibility that if they do play football in front of no crowds.
Well, I hope they do play football.
That you got to have a sound effects guy.
Yeah.
You got to have a guy, you know, he's going to be punching buttons. They got to boo when there's a bad call. You got to hear that reaction on TV.
Right.
They got to cheer when there's a score or a big play.
Just a big button you push and somebody yells, "Cleat sucks."
That's why Craig brought it up the other day.
Cleat Blakeman sucks.
Right, when you just
sorry, Cleat, I think you're listening probably.
Oh, that'll be on a hot button.
On a hot button.
That'll be Cleat on a hot
Blakeman
button somewhere.
Cleat sucks.
Well, when you just got football.
Other refs that I don't know their name.
Yeah, that's going on in the background. What gets your attention is the crowd noise. I'm in the next room and I hear some crowd noise and I'm thinking, well, where was that game being played? Oh, well, okay, something good happened for the Packers. Damn it.
I think for the for the TV viewing audience, and that's going to be the only audience, we do need crowd noise. Because a lot of times, you're going to miss crowd shots, I get it, but you're still just going to be watching the field. If you hear the crowd noise, we might get used to it.
Yeah, that gets your attention, and then you pay attention to the action.
Right.
They could have some people there by then, too.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do that. I think there's going to be a lot of people trying to weasel their way in. I know somebody can get me a ticket.
Yeah.
You know,
and if it's a completely empty stadium, it's going to be pretty apparent if anybody's there.
Right. I don't know.
Just one dude poking his head out of a concourse.
Yeah, when they would wheel the cameras around at the Korean baseball games, you could see occasionally there was, and I assume they're cameramen, because they had about 3 or 4 cameras going.
How about this, though, Todd?
It was a pretty good production, video-wise, anyway.
I realize the place is going to be closed, but the fact is, stadiums are not cheap to open up and to use, and they will have no income for those stadiums, because there will not be any booze, food, soda sold at all.
A lot of money comes from that.
Right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
And a lot of that money probably keeps those stadiums afloat to stay open.
Right, no team store.
So NFL's got the pony up for these stadiums. You know, say, listen, can we use your stadium still? Our stadium.
You're right.
But we got to pony up.
They're not selling any beer. They're not selling any food. Nothing. They're not selling any team gear.
Nothing.
And those people aren't getting work.
No, yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Because those stadiums employ a ton of people.
And they do.
And then I heard this. This will freak out some people. I heard this from some sports people. What is the football league?
Canadian football?
No.
The CFL?
No. The college. It's
CFB.
Because they left the NCAA years ago. Division I, CFB, right? And each conference has their own. They can do what they want. And I saw this post and it said, you know, the SEC is going to play. Fans are not. They're going to play. And they even mentioned the Pac-12 is going to play because they're taking the virus pretty serious over there. But they mentioned the Big Ten might not. Because you're talking New York, Chicago, big places with a lot of people.
Yeah, that's cover a wide swath of geography.
I don't want to say that. I mean, I'm a Penn State fan, but I just think people would just lose their mind if other conferences are playing and their team can't.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a possibility. I read the article. It's a possibility.
For some of you, that might be the happier outcome.
Yeah, you stop from being 4-8.
Yeah, take a break from 4-8. Yeah.
Might be less miserable.
Hey, that's a new slogan. Take a break from 4-8.
Please.
Yeah, I like that.
You might end up being happier this fall.
You're
if you
right.
don't have to watch that on Saturdays.
You're not pissed every weekend.
Right. Pick a good team and follow them.
God knows everybody else in your house will be happier.
Right.
Because you'll be less of a miserable son of a bitch.
That's for sure.
I've just become numb to it by now.
Yeah, well, you should.
They have so many... Yeah. You know, just gut-wrenching loss. Not even gut-wrenching, just like, not even in the game, bosses. It frees up a lot of time.
At least your NFL team won.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Of course, knowing that you are the front runner, you're going to want to cheer for the Deuce and Bears because they were the champion last year. I know you're not a baseball guy, but it's all you can latch on to now, and I know you're a big front runner, so those guys are good. You're going to want to watch the Deuce on Bears.
If I could get a Deuce and Bears jersey, I would wear a Deuce and Bears jersey.
I bet you can.
I'm deucing the bear last night. That's just
Yeah. Wipe your ass with that jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see what the mascot's doing on the front of that jersey.
Right.
Yep, here's the Deuce and Bears shop. What size are you?
Give me an XL.
How long will that take? I'm sure they don't make those in the U.S.
Probably not.
Since it's a Korean team.
Yeah, well, where they make those. Yeah. They don't even make the ones probably for American sports teams in the U.S.
True.
The union chief for the Major League Baseball, Tony Clark, tells ESPN that despite all the ideas floating around,
we got nothing.
They got nothing.
Yep.
They've not gotten anything formal that details an actual plan to start the baseball season. He does say that health safety remains the priority.
They haven't made any contingencies. You'd think they'd.
Well, we've heard them say, hey, maybe we're going to do this. Hey, maybe we're going to do that. You know, having teams and regions and, you know, putting into 3
but
conferences.
They said that's just all spewing.
But right now, there's nothing.
Nothing.
There's nothing. It's the health.
Same with the NBA.
Which is fine. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
Neither do I.
I don't have a problem with that. It's on this date.
Can you imagine just being stuck at home? You're a young professional athlete, and your life is normally just,
I know,
you know, being rich, like going on a tear across the country.
I know.
Women all over the place, and you're stuck at home the whole summer.
It was on this date in 1994, Paula Jones accused President Clinton of making an unwanted sexual advance during a meeting in a hotel room in 1991.
Yep.
Clinton was governor of Arkansas at the time.
I went on.
And we heard a lot about that.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
I was all over the news.
We heard a lot about that.
Right. I moved on her like a bitch. Oh, no, that was Clinton.
Ah.
No, that was Trump. I got that whole quote here.
Well, Clinton probably did move on her like a bitch. Yeah. He didn't tell anybody about it.
I moved
it
on
was
her.
On that very same day.
I did try an effort. She was married. I moved on her like a bitch. Who said that?
Clinton.
Nope. Trump. On the tape.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
I know.
I heard it.
Yeah.
So the Paula Jones thing was on this date in 1994, on the very same day, perhaps affected by the news. Comedian Bobcat Goldthwait set a chair on fire during an appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Same
he was
day?
Banned from the
yes.
show.
Same
legendary.
Day. What year was that again?
1994.
Yeah. Bob, his story about that is great. Because remember, he had to do a PSA about arson or something like that. Yeah.
And I think we met him.
The way he tells that. Right around then, we met him. Yeah.
It was shortly after that
that
we met him and became fast friends.
Yeah, we did.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg hospitalized.
Hang in there, old lady.
With an infection from a gallstone.
Uh-oh.
But she's going to weigh in on a case today.
Yep.
Via Zoom.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court justices are Zooming today.
Except for
That's
Clarence
insane.
Thomas.
Yeah.
He doesn't speak during a normal conference.
No, he did.
But
you,
he did.
No, he
spoke
did.
In Zoom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
just
he
had
he
several
said,
questions.
I'm here. He said, I'm.
No. He had several questions.
Then why didn't he talk ever before?
That's a whole different deal.
Why
He's
not?
Got. He had several questions. The woman who was actually presenting the case has done this any number of times. She presents in front of the Supreme Court fairly often.
Right.
40 times, I think, and she said she was just thrilled that Thomas actually asked a question. She was kind of stunned by the
Maybe
whole thing.
Maybe he's not comfortable talking in a room full of people.
Which is,
but he's got no problem talking to a laptop.
Stupid when you're a judge. You should talk to people. He was worried about 4-8 again, probably. You know, he's a big Husker fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently he talked more the other day than he has his entire career.
He's never talked.
So Ginsburg is resting comfortably. Plans to take part in oral arguments today via teleconference. She's going to be in the hospital for a day or two. Yesterday, she underwent a non-surgical treatment for the benign gallbladder condition at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore.
She has a lot of medical issues.
You know, she's old.
Yes.
How old is she?
Many of them cancer. 87.
87, 88.
Yeah.
No, we're going to need her to hang around till at least 150.
Well, hopefully the election turns out the way we want, and then she can die. or quit. I should say quit and relax.
You sound so sincere.
No, I'm
sound like you really care for her.
Enjoy her retirement.
Thank you, Nick. That's what I actually meant by that. I said it the wrong way.
Well, something happened to her. They would totally just shove another judge through.
But you can't rush it. You couldn't. I mean, they could,
there's
ways to stop
on,
that. Because the Democrats own the House.
Within a year of the election.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, that doesn't apply.
No, not that. He's already said.
Yeah.
His was different, which just wasn't. The turtle.
Yeah, the precedent has been set.
No. There's no precedent.
He's already said it doesn't matter.
It's different.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
Okay.
He started the precedent and doesn't count.
We just make up the rules as we go along.
Turtle does.
We make them up to fit our side.
Yeah, well, I guess we all do.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
About 50 million Americans are seeing their credit card limits cut or their accounts closed because of the pandemic's effects on the economy. New study by LendingTree found that 1 in 4 credit card holders have either had their credit limits cut or their accounts closed during the last 30 days.
Why would they do that? They want your
because
run
of the virus's effects on the economy. They say lenders made the decision a month ago to protect against losses in case cardholders could not manage their payments.
They couldn't.
As the unemployment rate
now
has skyrocketed.
Yeah. People can't manage their payments in good times when it comes to credit cards.
Yeah, there's a whole cottage industry.
Right.
Yeah, but
around
there's 30
that.
Million people
yeah, I know.
In the last few weeks
off,
that all of
work.
Suddenly
yeah.
have
work.
No job.
Right.
And a lot of them are settling it for pennies on the dollar. There's stuff you don't know about how you can screw over your credit card company. I see ads for that all the time now.
Yeah, you're right. But say goodbye to your credit score then, too.
Yeah, but if you're going to say goodbye to your credit score or try to pay off that $30,000,
right.
don't they?
Yeah,
well, goodbye
yeah.
credit score.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I can do without those two digits.
Yeah.
I think my son went through that a long time ago. Hired a company to help him clean up his credit.
Yep.
And it's finally bouncing back. But he did the old pennies on a dollar. He paid something. Sure, he likes me blabbing his finances over the air.
You got a bunch of sons. So.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't say which one,
but yeah. You got 3 sons.
Yeah, that's narrows down to 3.
Actually, you got 5 sons. You count your stepkids.
Nah, they're not real. I mean, they're real people, but they're not real sons.
They exist.
Yeah, fake kids.
They do exist. I seen them.
God raised them.
I seen them. The Iowa Department of Health reporting 58% of the workforce at a local Tyson Foods meat plant have tested positive for the virus.
That's only 58%.
What percentage?
58.
58. Wow.
That's over half if you're counting at home.
No matter where you're
is.
Counting.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Right, if you're counting in your car, it's still over half.
Counting in your hands?
It's a little more than half in your car. At home, it's about half, a little over half.
This comes as almost 900 workers were reportedly infected at a Tyson Foods factory in Indiana.
Man.
Doesn't this raise concerns about just the cleanliness of those places overall, all the time?
Yeah, they showed, they showed a 60-year-old white guy, by the way. I know you all think it's something.
And I don't know the conditions. Are they working close to each other?
Yeah.
That
I
might
think,
have a lot to do with it.
I think it's
they
the
do.
Physical
right
distance
next,
that's
right
the
next,
problem.
Right next to each other.
Yeah. I chop the wings. I hand them to you. Chop the rest of it. I've seen the video.
Like shoulder to shoulder.
Right.
Tyson is going to reopen their largest pork plant tomorrow in Waterloo, Iowa.
Now, I thought if they closed, didn't Trump say they can't close?
Yeah.
And they said,
yeah.
Screw you?
Yeah.
Good. You come work here. Without a mask.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what
yeah,
the
said,
proclamation
yeah,
meant.
Yeah, neither do I.
And,
it's the same one he could use for massive testing that he ain't using. He used it to keep the meat plants
yeah,
open, right?
What is it, the National Defense Act?
Right, that was it.
Yeah.
Grab your meat today.
We'll do.
Right.
Two packets of meat per person.
Moderate your meat buying.
Yeah.
Leave some for us.
Like Push said, what did Push say? Would you hear somebody say they were bummed out they can't have meat with every meal?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw somebody on Facebook. I know.
Have a pizza.
Complaining that, we have meat with every meal. I don't know how we're going to. Well, just don't.
There's pasta. There's salads.
There's other food out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's plenty of other food out there. There's cheese sandwiches, you know. You're not going to starve.
No, you can find something to eat.
It ain't even worth eating if we can't have meat with the meal.
That's
I was just stunned. I'm like, well, there's a real easy solution.
I love the fact that they said they have meat with every meal. Like, it's a side dish then. Well,
yeah.
It's a plain pizza, regular cheese pizza, but we have meat on the side.
It can be done.
What's the side? Meat. See, when you go to a restaurant, it doesn't say one of your sides is meat. Well, breakfast sometimes sausage.
Just generalized meat.
Meat.
Sometimes your appetizer is a form of meat.
Meat.
I think I probably have meat with the majority of my meals.
Okay,
the vast
well,
majority.
You better stock up.
I'm pretty sure I do too. Yeah, there's some kind of chicken or turkey or beef.
Yeah, but I mean, even
pizza,
breakfast.
I don't. Yeah, I don't eat
breakfast.
I have no meat with breakfast.
Yeah, I bet lots of people don't have any meat with breakfast.
I don't.
No, mostly for me,
I eat eggs.
That's a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
A lot of people have sausage and bacon.
Oh, of course they do. Yeah. But you can live without it. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah, like breakfast would be the easiest
meal to have.
So other
people could have meat.
But you don't want to. That's inconvenient.
But for every person that has sausage and bacon with every breakfast, there's somebody else who has a bowl of cereal and a banana.
Yeah.
In the morning.
You know?
My meat freedom is being threatened.
That's just somebody's business. Somebody's going to get a fight in a grocery store because they want to... It just pile it up. Or they're going to bring their family in and have their four-year-old walk with their little cart and have two packs of meat in there.
No,
I think most of them, the signs say per family.
All right, good.
Not per cart or per person.
Right. Mm. Oh, so you can't bring your eight kids and everybody gets a four-pack
right.
of meat?
I just love the term meat freedom. Go grab your meat today. I do that every day, too.
Thanks for telling me early.
Yeah. I don't need to be told that exactly.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.